Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. They say the song don't reflect the times, right? Ha! Wrap it up. Let's wrap it up. Let's wrap it up. Let's wrap it up. Yo, it's the wrap up 2012. Let's get this thing cracking. I'ma tell y'all right now, this old song gon' be coming through a shot of Drake, but he ain't won't catch it. Giants won the Super Bowl, plus that whole Coney madness. Linsanity had New York on fire like wasabi, and you couldn't go anywhere without hearing about Blue Ivy. Congrats to J&B for adding to their crew. I mean, why was y'all so shocked? Ain't that what married people do? And I'm still in my hoodie, cause this violence ain't stopping. Hope we see justice for the young and Trayvon Martin. And Nick D, this the fans. Bands to make them dance. We got that iPhone 5 and ran the Instagram. Brian McKnight, dumbest song of the year. Let me show you how your pussy works, but he ain't get no volunteers. Him and Kanye had us start tripping. Yeah, Mary J. Blige was out here singing for chicken. Y'all clipping, man. Bath salt zombies was all over the tube. Same sex marriages, yes, Obama would approve. Drake met Chris Brown with a bottle in between. D'Angelo came back, LeBron got that ring. Messed out to D-Wade, but I need to see that Chris Brown facial on national TV. We doubted it at first, but then couldn't change the channel. We all got caught up loving hip-hop Atlanta. Miss Scrappy put them paws on them. Jocelyn look fake, but don't act like at least one time you ain't make Stevie J face. Katie left Tom, they say Kristen was a cheater. Snoop lying, but I'm high and I'm riding with a whole name Keith. NFL had sub reps and that call was lopsided. Lil Wayne won't come to NY. Frank Ocean came out the closet. And the gun laws gotta get right, cause people living a crazy life. I send prayers out to Aurora, cause it was a dark night on that night. Olympics here and Gabby's hair had made such an impression. Hey Nick, we ain't trying to hear that itch. Now you in that 47? And now it's Chad and Evelyn, but Ev ain't saying nothing. Man, these hoes be acting up and these niggas be head. But the Prince Harry go hard. Jersey show is over. Wayne had two seizures. Drake got one diploma. 2 Chainz came up. Kendrick went ham. Tupac came back. Oh, that was a hologram.
Damn.
Chris and Rihanna hooked right back up.
You're going to jail.
Did y'all see that uppercut on that butt?
I did.
Man, y'all gon' get this work. You know how I get down. Can I get a...
Open Gangnam Style.
First Big Bird, then Elmo, then Wyclef on that bike. Hey Clef, I hate to tell you, but that's the shit we don't like. Music had no balance, we ain't know which way to go. Either it was really fast or
really, really slow.
Yo, Lance Armstrong took that chance all on his own. Then them people told him, you can take your ball and go home. Eddie Murphy's driver, Roxy gave that white girl a turn. Re-election for Barack, now we getting two terms. Everybody voted and stayed in line. Now Barack's doing it all at the same damn time. Chick-fil-A don't support gays, if you ask me, they jumped the gun. But that was yesterday and 9 games, so I'm about to give me a number one. Cassie loves Diddy, no Twinkies, man, they was gone. The Mayans killed us off, but if you hear this song, then they was wrong. The Lakers got Howard, but Mike Brown got fired. And we ain't by that fake beef between Nicki and Mariah. Yeah, that came in handy. Then the East Coast got hit hard by Hurricane Ain't Sandy. I love y'all and y'all love the song, and that there's no question. But I'm in the booth, it's hot as hell. I pop the molly, I'm sweating.
Woo!
Hell yeah, we still here and it's been a crazy year. Man, I still can't believe that Whitney ain't here. So RIP to the peace we lost, I'm being sincere. But I'm wrapping up these wrap-ups, y'all, it's been 10 years. I'm gracefully gon' bow out, but still write them hits. At SkillsVA on Twitter, hit me up with them twists. I f*** with y'all, I love y'all, man, thanks for joining my team. Goodbye to 2012, what up to 2013? Yeah, bitch.
Yeah, buddy, yeah, buddy. You guessed it. Yes, it's the 747, a.k.a. Old Real Talk. Real Talk Show. I am your host, 7:47. Now, make sure you tell your friends right now, because I know y'all have missed me for the past week or so. I had to be in some situations, and I couldn't be here. But I am back, and I do apologize for not doing the Saggy Pants show. We're going to try to have that show come back again, because I know some of y'all motherfuckers is still out there that got them little saggy-ass pants, knowing that you are too grown to be doing that gay shit. Yes, I said it. It is some gay shit. But we're not even going to talk about that tonight. Tonight, I'm trying to dedicate tonight to everybody around Boston, D.C., and those areas. I want to give this to y'all tonight. Now, tonight we're going to talk about the Boston bombing, and I hope I said that right, the Boston bombing. And we're going to talk about September 11th, that bullshit that basically everything we're talking about tonight is all the bullshit the government then put together to fuck with us just so they can get more money into their pockets and take, I don't know, just out of nowhere throw shit on us and say that, hey, boom, this happened, somebody else did it. Yes, there's a lot of conspiracies that's going on, and I don't know about you, but I'm a real talker, and this is a real talk show, and you know how I do it. I'm going to do my opinions the way I want to do my opinions on my opinionated show. If you don't like it, then you can call your monkey ass in, press one. Remember, if you press one, you can talk some shit to me if you got some on your damn chest. Now, remember also, if that shit pissed me the fuck off, I'm going to put mute on your bitch ass, and I'm going to talk about you. So calm yourself down if you're going to be hard with me, because I'm going to be hard with you. And if you're making fun, we're going to do some fun things. I'm down with you. But I still like to say tonight is going to be dedicated to them D.C. motherfuckers. Yes, I'm giving this to y'all, all the Massachusetts motherfuckers, all y'all people up there that gets down with that go-go. We're going to do go-go tonight. Everything tonight is going to be go-go. If you're just tuning in, this is the 747, a.k.a. O's Real Talk Show, and I am your host. Tell your friends www.mediacraze.me if you want to understand what's going on with this shit. This is Craze Radio, and yes, we are uncensored, just in case you think somebody forgot that little beep-ass button. No, we don't use this shit. We go to where we need to go. So I'm going to start it all off tonight and let y'all start off with some go-go. But remember, tonight we're going to talk about all these conspiracies starting down, I don't know, wherever you want to start at. And if you don't call in and press 1 and tell me, we're going to start with, I don't know, the Boston bombing and the bullshit that the government has put together and try to put it on people and get this shit the way they want to get it. You know how it is. 747. And this is Radio. I'll pause for a minute.
Thank you.
But they let these little motherfuckers come out of nowhere and drop all boom bombs. Now, I'm trying to figure out how you did not see none of this happen. At a place where everybody's running and they're the only people that had to be there, boom, no one noticed that they had did all this stuff that they had to do to put these bombs and all these things in a situation that is blowing up. I was pissed because I'm trying to figure out how in the fuck I'm supposed to go down my street and they got roadblocks for nothing. Boom, all I did was buy me a damn Mountain Dew. Boom, here we are. Roadblock, put my ID out. Now, they didn't have nobody around that park looking for ID or nothing. Had old Tekka Shaka Pop, whatever his name was, his ass all down there just dropping up bombs. He probably had shades on and shit. Ain't nobody paying no attention to his ass. So I'm trying to figure out why the fuck is going on in our day and time now that they worry about everybody else. Not saying that this is not a racist night. I don't want everybody to think that I'm just saying, hey, because of their names and race and all that, that we should be borrowing. I'm just saying, if it had been me, y'all ass would have been all up in my ass. I'd have been up against the wall with cuffs on. Y'all would have sprayed me in my face. That's all I'm saying. So I'm trying to figure out how did they get to the point where they could set anything down enough to blow anybody up. You know what was messed up about that situation, man? Yes, this is the show that I say stuff like this. They had bombs blow up while everybody was running. Ain't that some shit? That's some shit to do. Everybody's already running because it's a marathon, and y'all going to blow some shit up? Like, damn, don't nobody really know what's going on. The folks just, you got thousands of people just running in the first place. Boom, the bombs go off. Okay, we see the bomb, but damn, we have folks running anyway. How far is them bombs? I was just pissed off. I'm sorry. I was kind of heated. I had to calm down and give him some air. Let me give him a little air because this is go-go night, and I'm going to have to boom, 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 you know, get myself together. I'm just saying it was real fucked up how out of nowhere these cats could just sit there. And the government didn't have nothing to do with it. When the government looking for you, all you child support fellas, if you out there, when the government looking for you, really, don't they come find your ass? They know where you at, where you sleep, who you fucking, when you fucked, how long you fucked, and if she was good. They already know. It's out there. They know this. They got little mosquitoes that they throw outside it with the fingers. They're like little ducks. They got cameras on them. Boom. And they just show shit that you done done it. But you can't find out who put the bombs and why they did it in a right amount of time that the bombs wouldn't go off. That's some fucked up shit in our day and time. All the shit they do for everybody, but yet and still for something so sweet and so simple like a marathon, a real marathon. People who are trying. Not the fat fucks. I mean somebody who's trying. Nothing against you, fat fucks. I'm just saying. They was just trying. And out of nowhere, boom. You can't even run a marathon no fucking more. Like, y'all really trying to keep us down in this day and age that we just going to be fucked over all together. You just got to eat. So you'll stay in the house. You can't go to church. You can't go nowhere no more because, look, cat boy is getting fucked and all this shit. So all the five things going on. So I'm just pissed off in my world, in my day and time, while I'm in the normal area, you know, in the little hick area. They bother me for simple stuff. They bother you. I know everyone gets bothered, but you couldn't figure this out, so it had to have been the government that had something to do with it. September 11th, same thing. Just, we want to talk about that a little later. Make sure you're telling your friends to dial 646-200-0883 and press 1 if you got something to damn it say. Fuck that talking to me. I want to hear it. I want to hear what you feel on your heart why they did this bullshit. And we still going to go on and go on tonight. So tell your friends, tonight is go-go night, www.mediacraze.me, just in case you want to be on the internet and say, I don't know, fuck it. You know what we're going to do? We're going to give you something that you need to feel, something that you want to feel, and some go-go that's real. Taking it back, 20-minute workout. Move-matic.
Paying attention to our surroundings. I'm still trying to figure out how they have security,
their big security. First of all, agents is hiding and things. They got people hiding stuff, but no one could find these men placing these bombs and things, just sitting them everywhere. I feel real bad for those who went through a lot of things. That was messed up that they had to go through that. Yes, it was. And our show, Craze Radio, would like to send the condolences to each and every family that had someone harmed, hurt, or killed in that situation this past week. I'd like to get a moment of silence just for them right now. So everyone, if you're around, be quiet for at least a moment if you can. If not, put your thing on mute. But we'd like to give a nice moment of silence for those people. All right, we're back. Just if you're tuning in, this is www.mediacraze.me if you're online, and Craze Radio if you're just trying to listen in to some fun and some trip out and some laugh too. We talk about the Boston Bombers, and we're going to go to September 11th and all that the lies that they told in that, being that we all have been going through this for over 10 years. The messed up part about it is that the government made sure that they put something on our hearts and our minds and kept it running and still keeps it running just so they could get this memorial thing that they're doing, but it's just another way for them to get their change. It is go-go night, and I do have some go-go, and I got some long go-go, I got some short go-go, but no matter what, I got some good-ass go-go. If you're tuning in, you might as well get ready for some little booty.
Man, I don't know about y'all, man, but I'm trying to smash. Y'all don't have.
Yeah, man, I'm trying to smash.
Loose booty.
Within the September 11th, all these Memorial Days that it did, and also y'all guessing, I believe there was another one that they did also. The government is just determined that they're going to make everything go the way they want to go. It's kind of fucked up that you can win a lottery and you still got to pay them bitches like they didn't have, like they had something to do with the fucking numbers you guessed up. That's some fucked up shit. I can't win for shit. But like in the Boston bombings, since we're going to the topic, because you know I'll get out there to keep you guessing, keep you laughing. But like the Boston bombings, I'm still trying to figure out, and I know I keep coming back saying this, but if you can find, like I was just talking on the back in the scenes, I was talking to a caller, and she said that she understood exactly what I meant. I'm trying to figure out how in the world that they can send, I don't know, people to space. You can see George Jetson and shit out there thousands and thousands and gazillion miles away, but no one on September 11th saw these big-ass planes flying toward this big-ass building about to crash. I don't get it. We can't even stand on a corner right now if I stand outside at the bank. I done cash my check, and I'm waiting on a ride. This black-ass skin, if I stand outside, I'm telling you, at least 15 folks is going to come ask me, do you need a ride? Are you standing out here for something? What's going on with you? That's how they do. But you can't see no plane headed for a big-ass building. The government does a lot of things to get money to the government. For all of you program people, I just thought I'd let you know that since you're programmed and you're still guessing that we're living in the good times and all this other stuff. I don't want to hear none of that mess you talking because you're just too damn clueless to understand what real life is. You're still living in the fantasy. You fucking in the Matrix. That's where you is. You reloaded, bitch. You need to get yourself together and start opening your eyes to what's really going on in this day and time. And all of you people out there, I know this don't have nothing to do with the Boston bombings. I have got so sick and tired of you talking about, oh, man, these are the last days. The weather has changed. Ooh, man, this is fucked up. I might want to get my life together. Y'all dumbass, this shit been happening. It's always been happening. It's going to be happening. You ain't got to correct me. I know what I said. But damn it, your monkey ass is trying to get scared. You should have been scared when you wasn't thinking about this stuff. Them signs is going on now. Yeah, you just seen a bunch of them together. Now you're getting bitch all scary mode. That's your dumb ass fault. You should have been paying attention to these same signs when it was just one tornado here and a month, 3-4 months later, two tornadoes there. When you're having North Carolina earthquakes, bitches, it's time to start thinking. Do y'all remember we had an earthquake? It was time then. Y'all just worrying about rain and snow and sleet and shit. Bitch, that shit gonna happen. Get your shit together anyway. Stop worrying about signs. Stop here playing with God and shit, going against the grain. Fuck that. September 11th, a lot of you people, I'm sure, made sure that you put your little money into flags and saluting this and saluting that, buying this and buying that. No one cared, really, about the actual situation that went down. These planes came out of nowhere, so they trying to say, and hit this big-ass tower. Now, mind you, that was a big-ass tower. Out of all towers that any of them fucking planes could have been flying near, these bitches gonna fly past the biggest bitches. And no one saw it coming. Like, I didn't need to be on camera to be looking up in a big city in the air and see a plane headed towards a big-ass building. That's me. I don't understand how you didn't see it. And I'm sure folks call right now for kids getting their ass whooped at the grocery store. No one saw that plane enough to call and say, oh, hell, 911, 911 on the same day, bitch. Somebody stop that plane. No one did that shit. They just let that motherfucker crash all the way into it. Boom, a whole thousands of millions of people just dead, all up in this shit. Boom. Now New York back on the map again. But we're still going on a memorial. For all you civilian people out there, learn that the military will always set a memorial on their fuck-up. Remember that. On their fuck-up is going to be a memorial. 10 years ago, they had September 11th. We're still going on it. I'm not saying be desensitized or not care for those people, but damn, it's been fucking 10 years. Why? Why? Shit, we still got people that's died last week in buildings. We ain't doing that shit. Waco, Texas, folks and died and shit. Ain't nobody still doing 10-year memorials on that shit. So why in the fuck is we still worrying about a 10-year memorial on something that we did? Because we did it. It's called guilt, bitches. If you're out there and you're a guilty person and you're pissed off at me, it's because you're a guilty person. You know I know what I'm talking about. This is what's going on in your life. That's why you're so fucked up. The government is full of guilt, so what they do, they make memorials on it. Even though Martin Luther King, you know what pissed me off about that deal? Everybody was pointing in one direction, but didn't nobody see nothing? If you look at the pictures, everybody was pointing in the same direction, so everybody heard where it came from, could picture where it came from, but couldn't nobody get over there quick enough to get the dude, and then when they so-called got the guy, just like they got these little dumbass bombers for Boston, that was some stupid ass, they got them out of nowhere, boom, we caught the culprit, ooh, we caught the culprit. Now, government out of nowhere shooting and kill niggas, supposedly, they shot these bitches so he couldn't even talk. Do you know what fucked up about that? They shot this bitch so he couldn't talk. Set up. Sound like a set up to me. First of all, they couldn't have been too bright. Like I said in the beginning, these jokers could make a fucking bomb, but they were stupid enough to sit in a fucking truck and a fucking boat. This bitch is laid out in the boat. Like, oh, man, it's summer day. I guess I'm going to go fishing. Damn, it ain't in the water. Well, let me take a nap. These fuckers stayed in the same state out there to blow the bitch up. And you tell me how bright with these them at. They weren't bright enough to make no fucking bomb. And if they was, they were stupid-ass bomb makers. Who the fuck gonna hide in a damn truck and in a fucking boat? I'll shot his ass, too. They also had a little conspiracy talking about out of nowhere. They didn't get them a random thing, you know, with the bullshit the police are supposed to tell you and shit. I think they had never planned to get them bitches that shit because they was already going to set them motherfuckers up in the first place. You got one popped off and then the other one in the throat. So no matter what, he got to learn fucking sign language. And if at his age, the bitch going to have to learn a lot of fucking sign language to tell his side of the story because, shit, he in Christmas edition, I think. But we did that shit, am I right? We did it. Pop the bitch off, get him to do the job, pop the bitch off. You get it? That's how they're doing it. Program. You need to pay attention to what's going on in your cities, people, because right now the government is about to start waking up on our asses. They got guys right now that's out of nowhere, boom, can't even find them for child support. Then they got guys that's doing what they need to do, and they find them for child support. The government is really fucking up our minds, and they playing games with the people. They killed hundreds of people for fun just to get something new going in the government. Wasn't Obama doing enough that y'all got to find some other thing to fuck with Obama? I mean, really, he the president. He done made a second term, bitches. We did it again, ho. But out of nowhere, y'all really going to start throwing, make people throw bomb terrorists and shit, get us all fucked up in our minds and shit, get us all pulled together. We were cool. You just wanted to start some bullshit. And that's what wars are. It's called making money for the government. It's called fucking us over for the government. And then in the end, all you is a government person with a government name. G-U-B-M-E-N-T. Government. Yes. I don't have to have a diploma to know what government means. Everybody out there, just remember that you're tuning in to 747 AKAO's Real Talk Show. I am your host. And if you're new here, I'm just here to make you laugh and be serious at the same damn time. So you figure out what the fuck you want to do with it, and then we'll come to a conclusion. You press fucking one, talk to me in the back, and then we get everything that you want to talk about out here in the open, because I'm the speaker, and you can be the listener. Tell your friends to dial 646-200-0883 and press one if you want to talk and tell us what's on your mind. I'm going to some more go-go. So all you go-go people out there, if you know some go-go and I don't have it, bitch, that's your damn fault. You should have been and told me what you want to listen to. It's over now.
Ooh, yes, indeed. Don't that sound good?
I need to get my voice straight. Let me get it. Hold on. Hold on, people. Hold on. Hello?
Hello.
How are you doing?
Doing great, thanks.
Oh, bless your heart. Okay, now tell them what you told, exactly what you told me that you need to get off your chest. Let it go.
Well, I just thought that you did too much cursing sometime on the line.
And I also told her that I thanked her for that. Being that this was a censorship.
Why do you feel like you have to do so much cursing all the time?
Oh, because this is an uncensored show, so I can curse as much as I want. Now, the reason I do that, because it is uncensored, to let you know that, hey, boom, you can say what you want to say. And I thank you so much for saying what you wanted to say. Is there anybody you want to say hey to?
I don't know anybody there, sir.
Okay. Well, that's cool. Well, I thank you so much for calling in. Is there anything that you would like to let us know about the Boston Bombers that they've been bothering you?
Well, then listen, I don't think the government had anything to do with it. I think it was just people, crazy people.
Okay. Well, we thank you for calling in. Well, you just coming in. This is the 747, a.k.a. Old Show, and I am your host. I've been told, boom, stop saying fucking words. My bad. That one slipped out. I'm glad that we do have people to call and let me know that on occasions I do get a little outrageous. But, hey, on the Uncensored Show, I'm going to get outrageous because a lot of times if I be quiet, no one wants to listen to the quiet person. They don't want to, you know, you get a lot of wallflowers that way. You get a lot of nosy people that way that just want to have something to say or talk about things. So, I don't know. I do this on purpose because, hey, nosy people is the people that make things happen. I don't know why, but that's how it goes. But that's how I do. So, I'm a curse as much as I want to. But I thank you for showing up. Now, if you're out there and you had some other things to say, because I know some other folks, I didn't let y'all get on yet. I just like this one because this was so respectable. I like how she came. So I want to let all the others out there that have the love thing say, hey, make sure you say your thing because I want you to be heard. I want you to get your points across and say it. This is an uncensored show. Say it. Thank you so much for those who have nuts because this is a show of nuts to make sure that you can get it off your chest. If you're scared, keep your nuts to your damn self. Thank you.
Grown ups talk. Where grown ups get things off their chest. If you have anything on your chest,
come make sure you let us know, because I really want to hear what's on your mind. Let me see if I can go to here again. Hello. Caller, you're on the fucking air. Hello. You pressing the button now? This is what happens, people, when they press the button. If
how do you know it's a man?
Follow, oh, this a dude? You a dude? I'm sorry, y'all. We having some technical difficulties. I guess this dude didn't want to speak to us.
I am going to kill you.
Oh, Lord. We got to kill us. I better watch out. I better cut that off. That might be the wrong number. We got threats that's on my show now, and I done got a little scared because the way they said it, they may have had a temple another killing them. So I might want to go back. But at least they spoke finally and said that they're going to kill a person. If you're just tuning in, this is the 747 AKA O Show, and it's a real talk show. And yes, here is the only place that you can say whatever you want to say. I'm going to go back to that caller in a couple of minutes to see if they're really trying to kill them or not. Because, hey, we're talking about the government. Maybe they want them CIA motherfuckers up here trying to shoot me and shit because I talk this much shit. Sorry, those that said I didn't fall to be cursed. I cursed so damn much. I'm so sorry. Shit. Anyway, I do apologize for all the stuff that I babble about because I know there's a lot of y'all that say I just babble. But it doesn't matter. Your mugger ass on here listening, so you just as much of an ear babbler, then I'm going to babble them out. I know you understand. Now, I'm going to my comedians. I will be going to my comedians tonight because I know they're out there and they are ready to fuck with me. So if when I do get a chance, I'm coming to my comedians after the next song, and I'm going to make sure that they get at us. We're going to have some fun. We're going to laugh. And anything that you had to say that's going on for the night, make sure you let it be known. Tell your friends to dial 646-200-0883 and tell them to press 1 if you would like to talk vaccines or in the front of with me on the air. Thank you for coming on in, and we're going to have us a fun night now. Let's get it started. Let's get it started.
Drop it, drop it low, girl.
Drop it,
drop it, drop it low.
Here we go. It's out of my cellar. Here we go.
Throw your hands up, girl.
I got Patron in my cup, and I don't give a fuck. The better chick in the club right here.
Wait a minute, let's go.
Hello? You're on the air.
Yes, sir. Hey, man, I just want to talk about that Boston bombing, man. Is that all right with you?
It's your time.
All right, listen, man. This is my conspiracy theory. We got a black president. Shit goes down in one of the whitest states on one of the whitest holidays. And just all of a sudden just start chopping ankles off. Now these motherfuckers know how Kunta Kinte felt. Just take your fucking ankle off and run your ass down the street. I'm sorry. That's how I feel. Black president fucked it all up for these crackers.
Hey.
That's how I feel about it.
You think
only a black motherfucker could just fuck it up like that. Just chop motherfucker's feet off and shit.
And I understand what you're trying to say on that. I think it's because of the black president that they decided to do this mess. Didn't nobody do this bullshit with Bush old fucked up ass was doing shit.
Well, yeah, but it was, you know, they took out like 1,500 people. My thing is, everybody just started losing feet. Why is it that they just losing fucking feet? That's payback. That's payback for slavery. You can live, but now you got to give me your foot. Now run your ass down the street.
You're right.
That's how I feel about it.
I'd have been there
for the holiday. You don't see no black faces watching the damn race for white people.
Yeah, you're right. The next bomb is going to be in NASCAR. So we don't look at that shit.
Hey, listen, that's just like a soap opera, though, ain't it? I was glued to the TV for about a whole week.
I said that they do. You remember when the little girl was raped and things? We just out of nowhere, now they finally get into this little thing. I was pissed off about this stuff, man. They take a long time for important things that we know about, but when the stuff that they want to fuck up with, they take a little time with it. They want to pause. They knew this was happening. They set it up themselves. Like you said, yeah, they put the black man, but they was waiting on the black man to get this next office to do this shit.
Yeah, that's quite possible. You know, and now everybody, you know, that's to put the kibosh on them guns, the gun laws, and, you know, they sneak that shit by, like, you know, what can you do, well, man? It's their world. It's their world. We got ankles now. We got feet.
Fuck them. Fuck that. Fuck that. I'm real chilling my ass through this shit. I'm going to sit down, get me 2-3 wheels, and wheelchair my ass through life. With all this shit that's going on, I don't even want to go running no more because of this shit.
Fuck no, fuck a race.
Hey,
fuck a race.
They were
pissed off. You don't see that type of shit happening at NASCAR.
No. Yeah, and it was something that they had to do just for those of us who was trying to run away, to get away from this shit. And they blew us up.
Nope. Like I said, they would get it at like a... If I would take it personal if they did it at, like, the Battle of the Bands or a basketball game. You know, you ain't see too many black faces there, you know. We don't do that. So
right.
I was at home safely watching this shit.
I was pissed also. They could have threw their bomb in the damn swimming pool for them fucking Michael Phelps swimmers.
What you gonna do, man?
I don't swim. Hey, man.
You don't swim, well, they don't swim no more either. They don't got no more flippers.
Wow. You're right. Well, shit, they had Tink. He killed a fucker. I mean,
but look what happened, though. Tink got mad.
He wasn't even
anybody. You know, feet are important. Feet get you out of situation. You ain't got no feet. You stuck.
And you're right. You're right about that. If y'all are just tuning in, this is the 747, a.k.a. O's Real Talk Show. I am your host. Now, we're going to go back to that caller. Caller, please don't go nowhere, because you had a valuable point there. That they taking us by the foot. A foot by foot, they taking it away from us. There's a lot of things that's going on that we are catching on to, people. And if you're out there blinded, yes, you're blinded, damn it. Stop running in the fucking doors. stop running in the damn time machine that you're trying to jump in and get away from reality. I am an entertainer, people. Just in case you can't take these jokes that we may say on here, take your monkey soft ass up back to whatever radio station that you normally listen to. This is for laughs. We're trying to keep the morale up and keep the smiles on your faces. And a lot of you say, well, how can you have morale talking about football and flippers and shit and pink pink? Bitch, we just trying to put your smile on your fucking face. Don't nobody give a damn about all that shit. We still pissed off that they had the bomb. We just saluting that to let everybody know that everybody else riding with the Boston bombers. Ain't nobody calling in and talking about on the news saying, why y'all keep showing this shit? If y'all ain't going to say that shit at the news, don't worry about it on this show. Because I'm going to say what the fuck I want to say, and my comedians going to say what the fuck they want to say, and you're going to say what the fuck you want to say. As long as I got this mute button, I'm going to hear what I want to hear. So I'll let y'all know, we're getting it down with the get down with some of that damn go-go. So if you haven't been used to no go-go music, then you're about to learn some tonight. You finna fit. Matter of fact, we're going to go to some go-go that your monkey ass do know. If you are younger than, I don't know, 1985, man, really? You that young? You don't even listen to this for grown folks.
It's on fire tonight. It's on fire tonight. Ha ha! Yeah! DJ Flex and the Prophylactic All Stars back at it again. We doing this one live tonight. Ha ha! We want to see how to do the water dance. Well, first, hey, G, can you do me a favor and turn on the water? Pow! Yeah!
just tuning in, I'm letting everyone know that this is the 747 AKA O Show. I am your host, 747. And yes, we've been talking about the Boston bombings. Yes, I had to scare one of my people in the background. They thought they were on the air, but I really don't have you on the air. Oh, I got you now. Yes, I don't have you on the air, so I don't want you to be all scared and chicken-fied and all peeing on yourself and shit. I mean, if you got pamphlets and shit, fix that shit. But I'm sorry. I wasn't going to put you on the air because I know you were a punk-ass chicken. Anyway, tell your friends, though, to dial 646-200-0883 and press 1 so you can talk some shit back to me. I am your host, 747, and we're going to have, now make sure you tell all your friends, and I'll say in 2 weeks, we're having Battle of the Artists again. Young and Ready did good last time. They're our first winners. Now we're going to the second Battle of the Artists. So if you have any friends, make sure that they're sending their music to me. Kalondo2000@yahoo.com. That is KALONDO2000@yahoo.com. And we can get your music played and get you heard out there. I want you to be a person that's saying I'm doing big things. I don't want you to just be a person that's saying, yeah, I'm making CDs on karaoke machines at your cousin's house on cassette tape. For all you 85 people, a cassette tape is something that's got two holes in the middle and it spins. It's not a CD, just in case you don't know what the shit is. That's what your grandparents had. I am letting everyone know that this show is going to be a big deal because I got new people that's trying to get, they got new music, I have new people, and I got some other stuff as far as music that will be being on my show. Just in case you're guessing, like, he's going to have some rap. Yes, we're going to have anything and everything, whatever music that you play, whatever poetry that you speak, whatever it is that you do that you want to do on the air, you're going to be doing it in 2 weeks. So make sure you're getting into me at Kalondo2000, KALONDO2000@yahoo.com, and get your music and your talents to me. We're going to post those. Also, tell your friends to check us out on www.mediacraze.me so you can see everything that's going down with Craze Radio, which is Facebook. We have this new website. It's called Craze Radio, people. Go to Facebook and check out Craze Radio. Like us so you can say, tell us whatever's on your mind or let us know what's going on, whatever you want to let me know. You can find me there at Craze Radio. That's where our music is played. That's where all our attention bulletins are up. You need to go check that mess out. See, I'm not cursing this much. A lot of shit is on my mind, so I'm doing real good. I do have some people out there. I'm going to, let me check out some of my callers. Hold on. Let me see who this is. Hello, sir. Are you still there?
Hello.
Hey.
Hey, what's
hello. Hey, who am I speaking with? Hello.
This is Jerome.
Hey, Jerome, what's going on with you, man?
Oh, no, I'm cool. Hey, you know what? That's a lie. I'm in the business of telling lies. My name is Jason. How you doing, sir?
Hey, how you doing? I'm Jason.
I'm fine. Okay. I'm fine. But listen, I was just listening to you talking about you know, new music and people, you know, sending you their CDs and things like that. But I think we need a new genre, man. I think we need a new genre in hip hop called lying. Lying, yeah.
Okay.
Lying.
That sounds really good.
Yeah. Why not? You know, I think it'd be a good thing. You know, because it's only so many people you can kill in a song, and you know, like we got a lot of mass murderers out there. That's killing it.
And you, after you done fuck Doggy Style and Missionary and got some hair and shit, ain't too much more fucking you can do in a song. You right.
No, it's not, you know. So I just think now, you know, niggas is just lying. So let's just make up a whole new genre called just lying. Just lie.
Yeah. I like that. And have awards given to all the storyteller of the year and shit. Yeah, that sounds good. like that.
No, call it what it is. Not story, just lying. The best liar of the year is.
Why?
So-and-so.
Why hey, man, not? We got to get that patent. Because I know somebody going to lie and say that their ass thought it up. And then they're going to get the war before we get the war. That's some cheap.
You know what? Why don't we do it now just on your show right now? The best lie is, and just start calling them out. Why not?
All right. The best liar is, I'm going to say, in Connecticut, LeBron. Come on down, yo, lying ass. That's the person that I know. Is there any person that you know, man? That you would give the award to? Well, who would you give the award to?
Oh, the biggest liar I know, and I know for a fact she eat ass, Tiffany. Yeah, come on down, Tiffany. Here you go, baby.
Tiffany.
Come here. Waddle your big ass on down the aisle and come get your award, your lying ass.
Tiffany and Tabron, what? Are you serious? Those are our liars of tonight. You can't beat that, man. You really can't.
No.
I like to give those two a great old happy clap for lying. Ain't nothing like it. You are live with Superstars of the Lion Show.
Congratulations, ladies.
Yes. Now, I also like to give an honorable mention liar award because I'm sure he's out there. But I like to give a mad liar award to that bitch ass Jason, that dude that poops in his damn pants and plays with himself in his sleep. He's a grown-ass man, and I'd like to give him a lie award for lying to say he don't do none of that shit. Thank you.
You know, he just lied to me today, right to my face, oh. he lied to me today and said he don't eat ass, but I caught him eating ass. I don't understand this dude, man. How do you catch him eating ass? How do I catch him?
Yeah.
Well, I was looking at myself, oh, you know. Like, hey,
time out.
I lied to myself.
Hold up. No, man. You don't get lies of war for telling the truth.
All right. I can dig it. Maybe I'm too honest.
Well, hold on, sir. I think I have some. Let me see if we got one of the award winners. Hold on. Hello, how you doing?
We are not fucking liars. Thank you very much. And I do not eat ass. Thank you.
What? You
serious? We know how to fucking find you, and we are coming to get your asses.
Oh, Lord.
How about you come and get my ass? I don't eat ass.
No more?
Hold on. One at a time. This is the chat line. This is 747-0. Yeah, you know.
Listen, and that ain't your name, so don't tell us when to speak, damn it.
Okay.
Time out, you liar.
Eat my ass.
You eat my ass. This is some bullshit. I get the award for the biggest liar. I don't eat ass. He's trying to push his award off on you, Tiffy, because
he knows
he eats ass, and that's why he was sniffing behind your ass the whole time we was out at the
moment. What are you saying? If anybody could see inside of Tiffany's ass, they were sniffing me back. We was having our own conversation while she was doing what you was doing. Ain't no wrong.
Shit mouth people, I would like to say, fuck that. You're going to take this fucking lie award, and you're going to sit your ass down and smile with this shit.
You
know how hard it
is
to give a lie award to a liar?
I don't lie. Exactly.
Well, that's a lie.
Yeah.
If you ain't exactly, then you was a lie. But
if you listen to anything that Jason says, then your ass is just as high as he is off of whatever he be smoking or drinking or whatever.
Drinking out all them goddamn Pepsi cans and shit. You know that when sir, what you do is when you have the Pepsi cans, you're actually supposed to wash the top out because there's that shit on top of it. So I think that's what he's inhaling. Talking about be lying.
Around with me, and I just want to tell them all, mwah,
But don't smear that shit nowhere that you don't want my lips to be if you a girl, because I'm going to put it there myself. Now, if you a dude, your bitch ass better not even caught that little damn kiss, because we got to talk. I like to say to all my friends out here that wanted to have something to say about the Boston bombing, this is a serious matter, and a lot of the times when we're walking around, you need to start paying attention to your surroundings and start getting yourselves together, people. Tomorrow's not promised to us, so we need to do everything that we can today to be something. Make sure you're telling your friends about being something. Make sure you're telling your kids about being something. Do you see a pattern here? Try to be something so your life would just be worth something to somebody else like me. My life is only worth to somebody else because I may make you laugh or whatever. I enjoy my life. But if I'm not giving back to you, to making you laugh, giving your mind, opening your minds, I don't want you to take me serious. This whole show is meant for entertainment. I want to entertain. We want you to smile. We want you to laugh. And I also want you to enjoy yourself enough to tell your friends this is the place where you can get it off your chest, hear people fuss, and just make things up. Because this is the only place that you can do it, where it's a fantasy world that's real. I am your host, 747 and Business. We're not leaving. I'm just about to start putting on this last-minute go-go for all the go-go people, because I know a lot of you people take me saying, shit, you said this is a go-go show, and all we heard about you giving out fucking awards. Yes, I was giving out awards to friends. If you're a friend, press your one, and I'll give you a fucking award. If you're not a friend, then I'm happy that you're here, and we appreciate everything that you're doing, and if you're telling your friends, we thank you. Make sure that you're telling everybody about next in the next 2 weeks. I say I correct myself. In the next 2 weeks, we're having Battle of the Artists. So if you have any people that think they got some talent, man, tell them to come on, because I really wanted to see what y'all have to offer, really, because right now there's a lot of you that's out there that's just trying to say that you're doing music, but you ain't doing no damn music, and you know you're not doing no music. So we're going through some of this. Let me see where we want to put. I'm trying to get y'all some of this go-go music that you haven't heard, and if you have heard it, then bitch, you're going to hear this shit again. 747, a.k.a.O. Let's get down, y'all. All right?
Hey, man, what are you doing? Are you going to break the speaker?
Yeah, sorry, man.
Down. Did you think that everything was gonna be okay?
time we met, why don't we? It's the first time we met, why don't we? It's the first time we met, why don't we?
Hello?
Yeah, I'm glad that y'all even show up.
I wish I could finish it out, but I have a couple things I have to do, and then I can talk to you later on. But
the show is awesome, and I love it. What?
Well, I appreciate it, because you've been on the air for a while, you motherfucker. Thank you for showing up.
You know what? I'm not pressing one no more.
I hate you. Eat ass tonight. That's it. It's over. I don't want to hear no one shit about it.
You see?
Shut your super poop ass, Monday nut face ass up. Yeah. And I'm glad
that
y'all showed up.
I'm
going to
put my
nuts
all over your face later. Watch.
That's right.
Ooh, so tempting. Ooh, so tempting. I take that. Man, shut that bullshit up. You ain't talking about nothing. Hey, this is the 747 AKA O's Real Talk Show. I am your host. We've been having a great night. I've been enjoying myself with some of my guests from we're not even going to tell you where they're from, but we're just going to tell you Connecticut is in the house because they're affiliated with the CIA, and we don't want them to be known. They're some agents. So all of you people out there, make sure you're watching or listening. If you're watching online, make sure that you throw this shit away. Listen to it, but throw this shit away because I have some CIA agents, and they done told all this shit and everything, and I don't want them. I didn't have them on there so you could listen. I just had them on there in the back, and I don't want none of that to be told. So before they could tell you what was going on with them, I had to cut them off. So I thank y'all for showing up. Now, I'd like to give a mad, mad shout-out to Jason, who called in and let us know what was going on with him and the situations with him. Now, I do have some people online that I know that, matter of fact, I have some callers. Let me see if this caller wants to speak. Now, I'm going to this number. I hope you answer. Now, I already know that this is probably someone that's going to just be mad at me and follow my boss, but I'm going to her anyway. Let me see. Hello? Hello? Well, I guess my boss is not there. Hello? She cheated me, people. The boss isn't there, so I'd like to say thank you for showing up tonight. And if you have anything to say about the Boston bombings or September the 11th or anything that had to do with Martin Luther King that we had in the beginning of the show, hey, make sure you let us know. And make sure you're going online and let us know things, too, because we do have the online chat room that's going on right now for Craze Radio. So if you're anywhere near me and you want to be on Craze Radio and chat with us, you can still chat with me right now. So we're going to go to a little song because we're about to fade on out for the night, people. A lot of things going on in my life, and I'm trying to make sure that everything happens for the best. So I'm going to let us just go on and do this go-go music. But I love you, and thanks. 7.7, a.k.a. O's, Real Talk Show. And you always remember, I got big bills. Yeah.
This time we get the party started, man. Yes. Let's get the party started, reaction. Let's get it. Take that one, but we ain't gonna keep riding with it. Get it. Let me get that cowbell shouting. Try and put it up here. Yeah. Let's work. Almost there. It's almost there. Yeah. Hey, see, pleasant. Hey, turn some corners. Let's go. Thank you.
I'm moving.
news, huh? I think we get that shit together. Get that point together.
Back to my crib, little mama. I was so bad. Do the pussy from the back. Don't